您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Now there is a new internet buzzword called 少女癌 or young girl cancer, and it refers to women who have passed into adulthood but still act like teenager rather than an adult in romantic relationships. 直男癌之后现在又出现了少女癌，主要症状呢是成年女性具有和年龄不符的难以割舍的少女情怀。 And supposedly it's, you know, mostly in relationships, but sometimes in daily life and work as well. So do you know anyone who has it?
I'm not one of those people, for sure. I'm...
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you want to pause a second and, you know, rethink and, you know,
well, especially in a relationship, I don't think I can rely on the guy as much and call for his attention all the time. And I just feel that will drive him away in the long term. So, no. But I do think I know some people are kind of like this in the sense that...Well, if you look deeper into it, if it's just about, you know, thinking like a girl and acting like a little girl sometimes, there's this term 撒娇 in Chinese, which is asking for affection or something. I think a lot of girls more or less do
it. I thought it meant whining.
Well, that's probably the guy's interpretation of it. And so, yes, on the one hand, I feel this is like far away from me. But on the other hand, it's sort of not so far away.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of one or two people that I've known. not here at CRI, but people I've worked with in the past here in China that definitely do fit that description. Around the same age as me, maybe a little bit older. But definitely, you know, just very, very girly, you know, too girly. And when it comes to, you know, romantic relationships, she hasn't really had any because she has, you know, too high expectations in terms of what they should be and the type of person that she wants and so on and so on. So I think that definitely I think I've seen this. And I think it's interesting that it's only now that someone has come up with this term, because I think it's a phenomenon that's been around for quite some time.
Forever, basically.
It's been around. I think it is interesting because it's something, I think it's an aspect of Asian culture that for me as a Westerner, it's very obvious and very annoying sometimes when girls in, you know, just end up trying to act younger, trying to act cute and things like that. And so I think that, you know, taking a similar type of perspective on relationships, especially after watching, you know, thousands of hours of South Korean soap operas, I think is kind of a natural evolution, right?
Yeah. If you look at it, actually, 直男is also...always been there as well, because, you know, it refers to just guys who are like chauvinistic and things like that. So 少女癌 is just, these are just new words that people now use to define an already existing phenomenon.
But also it is interesting as well because they are complementary in a way. You know, it does seem that perhaps a 少女癌would probably want to marry or at least be in a relationship with a 直男癌because it's more traditional. He can be counted on, you know, he'll be the one to go out and work, and she can stay at home and watch or soap operas and things like that.
Okay. Not necessarily having to do the latter part of what you just said, but certainly I think the straight man cancer patients would probably appreciate these
young girl cancer patients
because these girls probably always act cute, and that is something that the straight men cancer patients would want, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that that's why
hand in hand.
That's why I said they were complementary. I think that they end up just reinforcing a lot of the traditional gender stereotypes that men are the ones to be strong and women are the ones to be weak. And I think that's really what's so annoying about women who act like that. I mean, you're my age, maybe a little bit younger, maybe a little bit older, and you're still acting like a 15-year-old. And I don't understand how that is attractive. I understand you want to be young at heart. Hey, look, I'm kind of young at heart, I hope. You know, I like to have fun. I like to make jokes and things like that. But, you know, not in such a way that, you know, I come across as immature or you know, boyish, I guess, if you could say it that way.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I don't think that a straight man cancer people will like girl cancer people, because girl cancer people would not want to do housework and raise babies and, you know, stay at home and do all the chores, they can
be the mistress then, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe a perfect mistress.
Well, I don't know, but I certainly think that, because I'm obviously not one of those people, and I say this as with, you know, sort of a little bit envious of these girls, because I think it's a bit of a luxury for someone who's an adult but still act like a little girl and think it's okay, because she probably had someone to spoil her like that. And I think, you know, certainly in a way, I think these people are lucky.
Yeah, I do have a feeling that whenever we accuse someone of having some sort of quote-unquote cancer, there is a condition in which that cancer becomes possible. There is a soil. And in this case, if there are some girl cancer patients, then the guys are there to, like, satisfy their girl fantasy.
Well, I think, I mean, it's difficult as a man. You know, you're attracted to pretty women. And if she happens to be a Shao Nu Ai, maybe you get, you know, kind of trapped into it. You get sucked into it somehow. And especially, like, if you are, you know, the type of dependable person that they're looking for, it might be difficult to understand how to break up, maybe, how to deal with this type of behavior. I mean, it's just so funny, and funny in a bad way. The number of times, like, I've been out in public, like in a mall or something like that, and a grown woman is pitching a fit, mm-hmm. like literally pitching a fit, crying, screaming at her boyfriend or her husband or whatever, and he's just standing there taking it, like not doing anything, and just, you know, waiting for her to finish. I mean, like, if it was me, I'd be like, no. I don't deserve to be treated this way. I'm going home.
Yeah, that's true. And also, I was watching together with my mother this, you know, quote unquote reality shows about relationships where, you know, a boy and a girl, a man and woman just, you know, tell their relationship stories, and there's some kind of panel to judge, like, who's right and who's wrong. And apparently this girl asks this guy to think of a love theme, a romance theme every month. There has to be new gifts every week or you know, something like that. You know, this has to satisfy her fantasy every day or something.
Well, there's a very appropriate acronym that comes to mind, WTF, because I mean, give me a break.
Okay.
If you're doing that inside of a relationship, there's a lot wrong going on.
Well, yeah. If the guy is happy to take it, then good for them. I think they've found the perfect supplementary other half. But I think for most people out there, like myself, I mean, just don't get sucked into this cancer thing. I mean, in the real world, I just don't understand how guys would put up with this kind of thing.
Yeah. Also, do you think that there's a cultural difference there? Do you think that we may see more Shao Nu Ai 患者 patients in like Eastern Asian countries, if not specifically in China, at least?
I mean, maybe yes and no. I think that there are always going to be women, no matter where you are, who want to act young. They want to act girly. And they want to act immature, whether they consciously know that or not is a different question. I just think that in Asian culture, it's a bit easier to see, perhaps, just because the way in which people do it, I think it's usually over exaggerated. Mm. And again, there's that obsession with South Korean soap operas. I mean, it's pretty easy to catch.
I think you can see more symptoms that's right out there in the open in East Asia, but in the U.S., the Western world, I'm sure there are times that women feel they probably need to play the inferior role a little bit, but it's just not as obvious, I think. That's right. From my own experience.
I mean, my suggestion is that if people are so keen on being a girl, you know, why don't they sign up for like a drama class or something and just act like a girl there?